Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. I'm very happy you're joining us for today's lesson, and I know your English will improve today. I hope you believe it too. Well, everyone likes playing games. Some games you alone play against other people. Others are team games. What's the biggest team game you've ever played? Well, the name of our lesson is The Blue and the Green. Yes, we are continuing to learn about this game that's only a few years old, and the game is called, yes, you remember, it's called Ingress. It's made by the same company that made Pokemon Go, but it's a little more involved. Today we'll learn about meeting the enemy. And what's one of the first things you need to do? That's right, pick a side. I know you have your magazine open, so let's begin today's lesson.
The Blue and the Green. Meeting the Enemy. So far, the Ingress War has been peaceful, with little physical conflict between the two groups. This is partially due to Niantic organizing events that allow agents to come together for special events and missions. XM anomaly events are infrequent timed events in which each group sets out to capture as many portals as they can. Monthly First Saturdays are local events that allow agents to find others involved with Ingress nearby.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 physical 这个形容词。PHYSI 这个字根有自然或物理的含义，所以 physical 是指身体的或肢体的。例如 regular exercise and a good diet promote one's physical health. 规律的运动以及营养的膳食能够促进身体健康。或者是 physical contact between inmates is strictly prohibited in the prison. 监狱中严禁受刑人间的肢体接触。Physical 也指动手动脚的或者是有大量身体接触的。例如 basketball games are much more physical and aggressive than baseball games. 篮球赛比棒球赛肢体接触更多也更激烈。其实我们看 infrequent 这个形容词 ,in 是否定的字首 ,frequent 是指经常的所以 infrequent 是指很少发生的或者是罕见的。例如 dining out is pretty infrequent in this family.这家人很少出去用餐，或者是 during Nancy's infrequent visits home, she looked distant and cold. Nancy 极少探望家人，来的时候看起来既疏远又冷漠。它的反义字就是把字首去掉变成 frequent。例如 Danny is a frequent customer of this tailor. Danny 是这家裁缝店的常客。
Thank you, Michelle. You are very kind, and I know you're on the resistance team, but here is the enemy right here. I just want you to know, and I'm having to work and teach with the enemy today.
Wait, wait, wait. Hold on for just a moment. Who's the enemy?
Huh?
Who's the enemy?
You are on the enlightened team. You think that the exotic matter is okay and it's good, but no, it's not.
So then what team are you on?
Of course, I'm on the resistance team.I resist this idea that exotic matter, or XM, is okay.
So, Gabe, yesterday you were saying that we should be on the same team, and now you're putting me on the enemy team?
Well,
Gabe, I feel like I'm always on the enemy team.
Maybe you are always on the enemy team. I like that idea. Well, friends, our lesson today is about meeting the enemy. And, friends, as Jesus said, we should love our enemies. Rebecca, I love working with you. You're great.
If you're the enemy, I mean, if I'm the enemy to you, then you're the enemy to me. So I guess we're both the enemy. Anyway, I think we should actually talk about the enemy here in our lesson.
Okay.
So far, the Ingress War has been peaceful with little physical conflict between the two groups. Therefore, Gabe, there should be peace between us.
Right, I know. Okay, so peace, there's no conflict, there's no mental conflict, emotional conflict.Or, as our lesson says, physical conflict, right? Of course, when you're playing a game with other people, you shouldn't actually hit each other and fight each other. Sometimes there can be conflict. Sometimes you might get a little bit angry. You get emotional, right? There's an emotional conflict. But of course, in a game, there should be no physical conflict.
So of course, you might be wondering why. Why is it that there has been little physical conflict between these two groups of enemies? Well, our lesson gives us a clue. It says this is partially due to Niantic organizing events that allow events agents to come together for special events and missions.
Right. Okay, so we continue here. XM anomaly, so exotic matter anomaly events, are infrequent timed events in which each group sets out to capture as many portals as they can. So that's cool. You can go out as an individual and try to capture some portals. That's fun. But it's fun to also try to do this with other people in these organized events. Now, this is a special kind of event called an XM anomaly event. But let's take a look at that word, anomaly. What is an anomaly?
Well, an anomaly is just a person or thing that is different from what is usual. Or, you know, it could also be something that's not in agreement with everybody else.
So it could also be kind of a mystery. Sometimes I think, oh, man, I really don't understand that. That's an anomaly. Mm. Or it's a mystery, right? So, for example, if you have two black dogs and they have a lot of black puppies, but then one pink puppy comes out, well, that's an anomaly. It has the same parents as the other black puppies, but you wonder why. Why is it pink? That is an anomaly.
Well, I think just the idea that there is a pink puppy is an anomaly. It doesn't matter if the other puppies are black. I've never seen a pink puppy before.
Well, let it get older and then the fur will come out and it will be another color. Well, friends, we continue here. Monthly First Saturdays are local events that allow agents to find others involved with Ingress nearby. Okay, so we've got this phrase involved with in our sentence here. If you're involved with something, that means you are a part of it. You are participating.
And of course, there are other ways that you can use this phrase. There are lots of things that you can be involved with. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, I was actually involved with a lot of different clubs. I was also involved with our campus newspaper. So I had to write for our newspaper every single week.
Well, was that a fun thing to be involved with, Rebecca?
It really was. I really enjoyed going out, interviewing people, asking people questions, and then taking all the information I learned and creating a story. But the best part was having my story published.
Ah, of course. Well, friends, what are you involved with? Is there a group of people? Is there some kind of event that you are helping out with? You could say that you are involved with this group of people. You are involved with this event.
And of course, you can be involved with church. So let's say, for example, you want to get a little bit more involved with your church. Someone might say, if you want to get involved with church, please come to our meeting tomorrow. But right now, it's time for something that we all love, and that is the SC Challenge.
Okay, here we are with Simon Stops again. And Simon, here's the challenge for you. Actually, our lesson is about a game that brings people around the world together. So I'm curious if you have a game in mind that you wish we all could play on an international level.
By game, you mean board game, sport-like game, playground game?
That's a good question. It could be any of them. Board game, like Risk or hide and go seek, or like a sport like capture the flag. Yeah, what game would you suggest we all play, everyone around the world?
Oh, it's interesting you mentioned capture the flag, because as soon as you asked the question, I was thinking about games that we used to play during my childhood in Canada. But all of those games are now forbidden. Students cannot play those games on playgrounds anymore.
Why not?
Because they were all pretty physical games that led to probably a lot of injuries. But the first one that comes to mind is a game called Red Rover.
Yes, I was just
Red
thinking
Rover.
About that.
And it's a game where students, they link their arms together, and then other students try to break through the wall of students. And that would be my absolute first choice because I just remember as a kid just loving playing Red Rover.
Yeah.
Especially for young boys, it's like a really physical, really active kind of game. And I wish we could play now as adults.
Did anybody ever get hurt when you were playing that game?
Yes, but hurt.
But it's okay, right?
Hurt is like a relative term. Like, I don't think anybody went to the hospital, but there were definitely like, you know, sometimes people cry or whatever. But it's part of like, growing up. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Injuries.
That would be a very interesting game to play on an international level. I think it might even bring some countries together or maybe even break some countries apart. Well, this game people play on their smartphones while they're walking around sometimes. How do you feel about that?
Are we not naming the game?
Yeah, Ingress. Yeah, we play game Ingress while walking around on our smartphones.
I think cell phone games are fun. Mm-hmm. But I think that sometimes it's nice to just play sort of a game without cell phones with your friends.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of playground games, and I fear that as educators, we've actually pushed people towards cell phone games basically by banning or forbidding students from playing all the good games on the playground.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
See what I mean?
Yeah, we should go back to the old traditional playground-style games.
Where everyone is bleeding, injured, crying,
right.
And needing trips to the hospital.
Right, without all the injuries.
So maybe there are some advantages to the cell phone games, right?
Maybe. Well, friends, this has been an interesting time here at the SC Challenge, and we will see you all next time. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, and friends, please join the resistance. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, well, we're learning about a game called Ingress. It's not just a game. It's a fight for humanity. And the first thing that you need to do is to pick a side. Join the resistance. That's my side, yes. Let's learn about this together now.
The blue and the green. Pick a side. While the fact that a mysterious international force should be enough to get anyone involved, some enjoy casual Ingress benefits. Some enjoy exploring the outdoors, which Ingress requires, leading agents all over cities or even into the wild. Others enjoy Ingress's social aspect, whether to build friendships or to spy on the enemy. People all over the world have even coordinated to build control fields that cover most of the Middle East. Isn't it time for you to take up the blue or the green and join the fight?
OK， 接下来我们看 mysterious 这个形容词 ，M-Y-S-T 这个字根有神秘的意思，所以 mysterious 是指神秘的、难以理解的或者是不可思议的。例如 ，A mysterious man rescued the boy at the end of the episode， 在这一集的结尾，一位神秘男子救了这个小男孩，或者是 A mysterious disease killed many people in the village， 一种奇怪的疾病让这个村里很多人都丧生了。Mysterious 也指爱故弄虚玄的。例如 ，Richard is quite mysterious about his new girlfriend. Richard 对于他的新的女朋友保密功夫做得很到家。最后我们看的是 aspect 这个名词 ，S-P-E-C-T 这个字根有看的意思，所以 aspect 是指方面或层面。例如 ，Editing is an important aspect of movie production. 编辑是制作电影中极重要的层面。或者是 the board needs to understand the financial aspects of this kind of business before going any further. 董事会必须了解这种企业的财务方面才会决定要不要继续进行。And now let's get back to our teachers.
This next section is called Pick a Side. While the fact that a mysterious international force should be enough to get anyone involved, some enjoy casual Ingress benefits. Some enjoy exploring the outdoors, which Ingress requires leading agents all over cities or even into the wild. Hold on for just a moment, Gabe. Am I understanding this right? That this smartphone game actually takes you into the outdoors?
Actually, yes, I believe you are correct, Rebecca. Sometimes you can get away from the city and go enjoy nature with the great outdoors, right? Now, Rebecca, I believe if you started playing Ingress, you would be more part of the second group of casual players who weren't really fighting other people. Maybe you wouldn't take it so seriously, right?
I do consider myself a very competitive person, but when it comes to video games or smartphone games, I'm not as competitive. But I'm really interested in the great outdoors. What is the difference between the outdoors and the great outdoors?
Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about this in the Info Cloud.
Today, let's talk about the outdoors. Of course, the outdoors is what's outside. Notice, as a noun, outdoors has an S at the end.
I love the outdoors, but I especially love the great outdoors. What's the difference? Well, an amusement park is mostly outdoors, but it's not the great outdoors. When people speak of the great outdoors, they're referring to wild places where one can feel separated from humanity and at one with nature.
That's right. Remote places in the mountains or a national park are in the great outdoors. That's where you're surrounded by nature, no man-made objects in sight. That's why the great outdoors is more than just outdoors.
But outdoors can also be used as an adverb. Kids love to play outdoors. Now take away that S at the end and we have outdoor, the adjective. So we might talk about outdoor activities for kids.
Of course, the same also applies to indoor, which is an adjective. But the word indoors is only used as an adverb. It's starting to rain. Let's head indoors.
Outdoor 跟 outdoors 只差字尾的 S， 两个字有不同的词性。Outdoor 是形容词，表示户外的，像 outdoor activities， 户外的活动。加上 S， outdoors 可以是副词，比如说 kids love to play outdoors。Outdoors 也可以是名词 ，the outdoors 就是户外。但是 the great outdoors 又不同咯。The great outdoors 不仅是户外，而是指美好的大自然，一个喜欢 great outdoors 的人大概无法忍受住在都市。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次明天见。
Thank you guys. Well, I love the great outdoors. And of course, you could take Ingress to the great outdoors. We continue here. Others enjoy Ingress's social aspect, whether to build friendships or to spy on the enemy.Rebecca, I think that if you started playing Ingress, this is why you would start playing. Because you like to make friends.
I do like to make friends. You're right. And I guess, well, some people enjoy playing stuff to build relationships. That's right. But I also like to spy on the enemy. I like to spy on people.
What?
I do. Okay, Gabe, let me tell you something. When I was a kid, my sister and I, we used to get into trouble. Not bad trouble, but...trouble with our friends, because we would go down and we would spy on our friends to see what they were doing.
Ah.
But they didn't want us spying on them.
Right, of course. Now, you can spy for fun. That's kind of fun, you know, when you're playing something like Ingress and trying to see what your enemy is doing. Of course, there are a lot of real spies out there who are traveling to different countries and figuring out things about their government, secrets about those countries' governments, right?I think of that movie Spy Game with Brad Pitt and Robert Redford. That's a fun spy movie.
That is a fun spy movie. So I've heard. I've actually have not seen it, but I heard it's really good. Well, continuing on, people all over the world have even coordinated to build control fields that cover most of the Middle East. Isn't it time for you to take up the blue or the green and join the fight? Well, let's talk about that phrase, to take up something. That just means that you become interested or engaged in something. You can take up a sport, you can take up a new hobby, or you can even take up the blue or green.
Rebecca, when did you take up the piano?
I took up the piano when I was 8 years old.
Okay, so that doesn't mean she picked up the piano. It means she started playing the piano when she was 8 years old. Friends, is there something that you have taken up recently? Right now, it's time for us to continue with a review skit.
Don't be fooled. This is not just a smartphone game,
but a fight for humanity on a worldwide scale.
This is Ingress.
In recent years, Niantic Labs discovered portals into another world.
Unidentified exotic matter is leaking into ours. How do we know?
The Ingress app makes us capable of seeing exotic matter, also known as XM.
I'm a green enlightened. I believe XM is a gift from a force.
No, I believe the matter is dangerous. I am the blue resistance.
We are opposing groups, both seeking to control the portals.
Where can we find the portals? Most often at landmarks of culture and art.
Gain access to portals and acquire items that allow us to capture locations.
Claim two portals and link them together.
Claim three and link them together to create a triangular control field, which allows us to influence minds within borders.
Niantic organizes events that allow agents to come together for a mission.
The mission? To capture as many portals as we can.
So far, the Ingress War has been peaceful, with little physical contact.
Imagine a mysterious international force. That should be enough to get you involved.
It has benefits. You can explore the outdoors.
You can build friendships or spy on the enemy.
So take up the blue and join the fight.
No, take up the green.
The blue.
Green.
Blue.
A green.
Blue.
Green.
Blue.
Green.
Blue.
Green.
Blue.
Green.
We won. Well, friends, that is all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.